With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. U.S. and U.K. flags are flying high as President Trump and the First Lady are welcomed to England by the royals, including King Charles and Queen Camilla.
When Donald Trump arrived at the U.S. ambassador's residence in London last night, he could hardly contain his excitement. He said the U.K. was a great place, a special place that warmed his heart. He said he was looking forward to meeting the king, who he said had been a friend of his for a long time.
The BBC's James Landale says Windsor Castle provides a backdrop for day one of the president's visit. After a day of royal pomp, Mr. Trump will hold talks tomorrow with Prime Minister Starmer, who will tout a new multi-billion dollar UK-US tech deal. Charlie Kirk's accused assassin faces seven charges, including aggravated murder. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson had his first court appearance yesterday.
County Attorney Jeff Gray outlining evidence, including a text message confession to the suspect's partner and a note saying he had the opportunity to kill one of the nation's leading conservative voices and was going to take it.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression, and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
The charges mean the 22-year-old could face the death penalty. I'm Julie Walker.
The FBI director says the Bureau finally has its priorities back in order.
Under this administration, the FBI has arrested more than 23,000 violent criminals. That's more than twice for the same time period from last year alone. 23,000. More than twice from the same time period last year.
FBI Chief Kash Patel before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Ahead of today's Fed announcement on interest rates, stock futures modestly higher. The Dow futures are up 27 points. NASDAQ futures better by 3 points. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are depressed.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 18% of adults say they are suffering from or being treated for depression. That's up 8 points from 10 years ago. The first time Gallup started asking the question. And who is most likely to be depressed? Young people. The poll reveals that 27% of those under the age of 30 are also struggling with depression. These trends match the country's move away from religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, spiritual leader of Eastern Orthodox Christians, is making his first visit in 4 years to the United States. He met President Trump in the Oval Office this week and is also scheduled to make other appearances in Washington and New York through September 25th. That includes receiving the prestigious Templeton Prize. Bartholomew is considered first among equals among Orthodox patriarchs. That role gives him prominence in the church. This is SRN News. Parents of teenagers who died by suicide after interacting with AI chatbots testified before Congress.
The parents of 16-year-old Adam Rain of California and 14-year-old Sewell Setzer of Florida were speaking at a Senate hearing about the dangers of AI chatbots. Rain's family sued OpenAI last month, claiming ChatGPT played a role in Adam's suicide in April. Setzer's family sued Character Technologies, alleging its chatbot contributed to the boy's death. OpenAI announced new safeguards for teens ahead of the hearing. The Federal Trade Commission has also launched an inquiry into potential harms to children using AI chatbots. Keith Peters, Washington.
Japan's exports to the U.S. plunged 13.8% in August compared to the same month the previous year, marking the fifth straight month of declines. More details at SRNNews.com.